morning, everybody. I want to thank the conference organizers for inviting me to give this this presentation on the evaluation of an online partner notification program. And so, by way of background, and I think we have talked about this now a great deal, Partner Counseling and Referral Service, PCRS, or PN, continues to be a highly important tool for STI prevention, ongoing prevention of transmission. Traditionally, partner notification yields about one referral or one partner identified for every two index patients diagnosed with a notifiable STI. So you could sort of look at that as the glass half full or the glass half empty, but anyway, innovative methods may enhance the effectiveness of partner referral and treatment. We've heard a great deal already about one such innovation, meaning expedited partner therapy, and we've also heard of other innovations that involve the internet and other new media, including the use of email, the use of chat room-based interventions, as we just have heard. But there are also standalone partner notification sites, and that's the one that we used in our clinic in Denver for some time and have attempted to evaluate. So the evaluation really looks at the use and uptake of an online partner services website, meaning InSpot, and you've probably heard of that site, for use among the patients that were identified with STIs, particularly those with gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis, but other STIs as well, in the large urban STI clinic, meaning the Denver STI clinic. You've probably seen the website of InSpot. It's a site that is available in a number of cities and states, and there's actually a couple of different countries that are involved with the InSpot program. And you could see that Colorado is involved as well. The way it works, a person sort of is referred to the site as an adjunct, if you will, to notify partners for whom they have email addresses. They go to the site, they identify a so-called e-card, and this is one of them. There's a number of them that you can choose from, and they're kind of meant to be humoristic, and you can provide some information, particularly about the STI that a person, that your partner has been exposed to, as well as you could leave more detailed information, and you have the option to either send this e-card anonymously or put your name to it. Oops. There's also information about where to get tested, and this is from the Colorado site, and so you click on Denver, and then there's a number of options about getting tested. So a person receives the e-card and then sort of could follow up on that and sort of figure out where to go to get evaluated and treated. So InSpot Colorado went live in January of 2006. And we actually, in Colorado, used two interventions to enhance the use of this site. The first one was at the state level, which basically started in October of 2008 with banner ads on Manhunt, has been mentioned now a number of times, a website particularly for men who have sex with men to find sex partners. But there were also a public service announcement on popular radio stations, as well as a number of advertisements in local newspapers that were specifically aimed at at-risk populations. Then, secondly, we also did an intervention at the Denver Metro Health Clinic, which is the STI clinic in Denver, where everybody that was identified with an STI who was traditionally given a contact card was actually given, in addition to this, an InSpot palm card, and the clinicians emphasized the message like, this is an additional service. You can go online, you can find an e-card and let your partners know if that's the only way that you can get in touch with them. We also had posters and flyers in the waiting room to get people to think about this service, and we also provided a link on our STI clinic website. So there were a number of kind of environmental clues, if you will, to the availability of the service that linked to the same thing that they had on their palm card. But all these interventions, we tried to be realistic about it, real world about it. We thought that these were practical, both from a financial as well as from a logistical point of view, to implement in your typical STD clinic. We didn't have a ton of resources to do all sorts of additional awareness campaigns around this, but we thought that this was sort of the kind of things that a typical clinic could implement. Let me see here. So the project evaluation that we undertook was both done at the clinic level as well as at the state level. At the clinic level, the purpose was to assess if there was an increase among visitors who accessed the clinic as a result of notification through InSpot. So the way we evaluated was the person that had an STI went out with a palm cart, you know, theoretically could go online and then notify people, and those people would come to our clinic, and that's what we measured. We asked people questions in the waiting room to assess whether the referral source to come to the clinic was related to InSpot. And the way we did that, we had a number of surveys. The surveys were conducted prior and after and during the intervention that I just detailed to you. And the both of these surveys were systematic samples of approximately 500 clinic visitors. And the time frames were from October to May, sorry, to October 2007, sorry, that's a typo, to May of 2008, and the second survey was from August 2008 to February of 2009. And then at the state level, the purpose there was to assess the number of visits to the Colorado InSpot site before and during the state-based and clinic-based interventions to see if there were more visits to the site and you know the number of e-cards that were sent during that time frame. And also, we were able to look with the statistics of the site to the specific STIs that these e-cards were associated with. And the method here was to basically look at the site statistics that were provided by the InSpot owner, ISIS. And these are the results. And so we were somewhat disappointed to see that the baseline number of people that have ever heard of InSpot was about 5%. But more so that after the intervention that we did, that it marginally increased to about 6%. So a very low kind of mentioning of this of the site as a referral source for coming to the clinic. The numbers were even smaller for those that ever had sent an e-card, only one in the first survey. Actually, that number went up significantly because we had the power to detect that difference. Now, I have to mention that a significant number, about a third or so of the people that had heard of InSpot, we had a follow-up question to get a sense about, you know, whether they understood what the purpose of the site was. And about a third of them actually thought that the InSpot site was a site to recruit sex partners. So that was... That was probably not, and so because you know people, we wanted to address some of the social desirability about you know saying yes to a question to make sure that they really understood what the purpose of the site was. Now, of course, it was more important to find out about whether they ever received an e-card because that could actually be sort of the clue to come to the clinic. But the numbers there were equally low, only 2 and 5, and very low percentages. We also asked a question on the second survey because we saw those very low numbers and said, you know, we want to sort of get a sense about how people would notify their partners had they be diagnosed with an STI. So that's kind of a hypothetical situation because these people had not been evaluated yet. They were assessed in the waiting room before they actually saw the clinician. And the overarching majority of patients actually wanted or intended to notify their partners face to face or using the telephone. That was close to 90%. Only 5% thought that that they would do this through email, and actually the percentage was even double that for sending a text message. There was a number of people that would not tell or ask somebody else to tell. So in our clinic, well, we tried to get at notification through DIS and so forth, and that was probably not a very good asked question. But anyway, but I think the overwhelming majority sort of intended to do this in a face-to-face fashion. Now, at the state level, we looked at the number of e-cards that were sent, and overall that was relatively low, but you see this huge peak that occurred about October or so of 2008, and this was in relationship to a publication in PLOS Medicine about the InSpot program that created a lot of media activity, particularly articles in the New York Times and other types of newspapers. So there was a sudden activity basically throughout the United States, and I think that's probably explains part of this enormous peak that we saw. Also, at that same time, the banner advertising in the United in Colorado started, and we were sort of in the middle of a clinic intervention. But the other thing to point out is that after this enormous peak in this 1 month, that kind of died out very quickly after the media frenzy sort of subsided. Looking at specific e-cards or specific SDIs that were identified on e-cards, the one thing to point out is that the single or the single combination of SDIs that had the largest hit, so to speak, were crabs and scabies, with about 30% of the e-cards sent for this particular condition, which really had us scratch our heads, so to speak. About why that was, and we wondered whether, especially during that time frame that everybody went sort of online to check this website out, whether they were sort of using this as practical jokes or some other types of inappropriate use of the site. Overall, otherwise, chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis had sort of equal numbers of cards being sent. So the conclusions of our evaluation was that only a small proportion of clinic visitors mentioned the internet PN service as a reason for a visit to the clinic, and that realistic, feasible clinic-level interventions did not appear to increase the use of the service. The large majority of the clinic patients prefer face-to-face or telephone measures to disclose STI status to the partners. Of course, that's not to say necessarily that they wouldn't use any kind of additional methods to notify partners. At the state level, we found that the site was pretty sensitive to public campaigns and or awareness, particularly around sort of the publication in the large national media. However, the use seems to wear off over time. And our STI-specific analysis suggests that the site may be used for disproportionately for scabies and crabs, indicating a possible abuse. However, I have to say that neither from our data nor from anecdotal reports in our clinic did we have any indication that there was detrimental effects. So nobody came to the clinic, you know, complaining about scabies or crabs and because they got an e-card. That we were never able to get that. So there's a number of limitations to this. It's a before-after analysis. It's not a randomized controlled trial, and it has inherent biases. It was a predominantly heterosexual population, and originally this intervention was targeted to gay men with sex with men, particularly in relationship to the increasing numbers of syphilis cases. There may have been insufficient intervention intensity and reach, but again, as I said, we tried to make it feasible from a both financial and logistical perspective. And there may have been limited access to internet services for the target population, you know, the digital divide. Although I have to say that we've been sort of tracking that in our patient population, and currently about 95% of the clinic population has access to internet services. Also, it may be that the InSpot referrals may have preferentially sought care at other clinics, but I don't think that that is really really going on either, because the barriers to going to other clinics, I think, are higher than coming to our STD clinic. And further, finally, this was a single-site evaluation, and so our findings are not necessarily generalizable to other settings. Having said all that, if you're interested in this topic, there is a poster 91, from Roxanne Karani in Seattle, that is actually reporting on their randomized controlled trial. So I refer you to P91. Thank you.
If we could start before general questions, if there are any specific questions in the case, just a couple, and then so the don't trample the party on the floor on your way out.
Will this recommendation notify them of crabs?
What's that?
The recommendation is send an email saying crabs, and then we can tell what they really are.
Go ahead.
So, after you looked at the results of this study that you just made, and
plan to discontinue that, or did you discontinue it already?
Well, we are actually not the ones that are paying for these services. It's done at the state level, and we have made recommendations on that. Yes.
Just a question. I don't know how the DIS works in Denver, but is there any idea to have like a computer with access to internet at the clinic, if that's feasible, so that while the chlamydia diagnosis is fresh on their mind, they can go on and do that notification?
Yeah, we actually do have that. During a time frame, we had that available, so we could actually sort of check and where to go online.
Oh.
So, and the DIS was actually doing similar things as far as handing out the palm cards and those kinds of things. Yes.
For this to work, to my understanding, the person would need an email from the partner. Wouldn't that be enough information for DIS?
Okay. So the question is, for this to work, the person, the index case, needs to have an email address. To basically notify their partner. And I've thought about that a little bit, and you know, again, our population is predominantly heterosexual. The median number of sex partners in the last 3 months is actually below 2. So most of these people have a single partner, and they may have had a one-night stand or had another partner. But most of these people know who their partners are, and they see them. They see them face to face, which may be very different from MSN going online to have sex partners online. The number of people that actually use the internet in our heterosexual population to find sex partners online is below 10%, although it is increasing. So I think there's definitely a very different, and I think we need to keep that in mind, that this is a different population that we're trying to target.
Just as a follow-up to the last question, in San Francisco we have InSpot as well, and a lot of our STDs are MSM associated, and the idea behind InSpot initially was for people who were unwilling to provide that email address in order to initiate partner services. We could provide something else that may not be as good, but it's probably better than not doing anything at all.
Right.
So I think they kind of work in concert.
Yes. But I would submit though that, you know, this thing obviously looks good. I mean, it's a great idea. I mean, and I think a lot of people sort of jumped on the bandwagon, and I don't want to say anything bad because I still think it's a great idea. But I'm sure that there's people who thought, you know, it's not that, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it may not be so costly. So why don't we just offer it, and then you know whatever's going to happen. But I think there is a potential for abuse, although, again, we haven't really found hard evidence that it was actually occurring. Yes, in the back.
Yeah, so I was wondering if you asked anything about partner type. I mean, we've done an evaluation in California where we evaluated a variety of partner notification and treatment techniques, and we found that there's really strong preferences depending on your partner type. So you have a steady partner, you tend to like the BYOP, bring your own partner, clinic version, or PCT. And what we found is that these types of services are, you know, more preferential for anonymous partners or partners that are not your primary partner, etc. And that's really important because those partners are important to reach as well. So it's again, like you're saying, you know, it's this group of interventions together that will help us.
That's true, but I don't argue with that. Although I think at some point, if this is really effective, then we should be able to measure sort of the impact of this at an effective site like an STD clinic. You expect people to actually seek service because they've been notified through through InSpot or some other kind of email kind of thing. And yeah, they may go to other services, but I think that because we are the largest sort of provider of STD care. And that most of the people that we give the InSpot cards to come from our clinic, you would ultimately expect that there would be something measurable that is going to happen at the clinic level. And for this to really make some point.
As we move into our last 10 minutes, just wanted to say feel free to address your questions from any of the presenters at this point.